Mitzrayim, is the famous Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Mez Hashem, we want to see Kama Mahalchim to try to explain it, which is the Yisoid of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. As the Minchas Chinuch asks that the whole year there's also a mitzvah of Skiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. As what's the Chiddush of Leila Seder that there's a mitzvah to be misaper and to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole year round, there's a mitzvah of Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we want to see three mahalchim, which is really three kivunim in every mitzvah. And that's a big yisoid. In every mitzvah, there's the maisa mitzvah, there's the toichen apnimi, more the hergish of the mitzvah, the musar of the mitzvah. And then there's the soid or the remez of the mitzvah. So we want to say a mahalach, one al pi the maisa mitzvah, one al pi the toichen apnimi of the mitzvah, and then one al pi the inyanim, the soid of the mitzvah, and to buy the mitzvah of the laila. Because the first mahalach is what Reb Chaim says, the famous Yodua that Reb Chaim answered, that the Mishnah says the three nafkaminas that there are. Number one, the Mishnah says, you maskel begnus umisayim b'shvach. The Mishnah says you do it derech shela v'tshuva. And number three, it brings down kol shalayom al gimel dvarim ma'elu lo yotze yudei chayvasa, the time of matzah, pesach, and marar. Rather, you could add a mirror knech to what Reb Chaim said and say that that's gufa what the Tana, the Mishnah, does. When the Mishnah says these three dinim, why is the Mishnah only mentioning these three dinim? The Mishnah doesn't say the whole Haggadah. As why did the Mishnah focus in on these three dinim? As you could say, the Mishnah gufa is coming to answer Reb Chaim's question. It's coming to point out what was the chilek between the other mahalach, that in the Maisa Mitzvah, the chilek, is the Panim Yafis says, is that kol amar b'lesapa harezu meshubach. The rest of the time, on the rest of the year, if you're going to be marvel esafah b'yitzias Mitzrayim, it's bittul Torah. It's not a mitzvah. But over here, that's the mitzvah sayoyim, kol marvel esafah in yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the chilek in the maisa mitzvah shabai. Now we'll move on in what the chilek is in the toichen apnimi, the limudim of the mitzvah. This yisoides nikim me'iri in beis abchira and the agdama. He says there are many people, when it comes to the Chag, as they do the mitzvahs anashim l'mayda, but they don't change, they don't take out from it, from the mitzvah. And he says, Mashal amah dava daima, you have a chamar, when it's the time that the tefuah grows, the wheat grows, as it carries the wheat. When it's the time that the wine grows, it carries the anavim. But the chamar, it doesn't make a difference. Whether it's wheat, whether it's anavim, it's the same chamar. As he says, there's some people, whether they're shaking the lulav or they're eating the matzah, it's not much of a difference. They're just doing a different maisa, but the person doesn't change. And he says, that's the avoid of the chagim, is to be misboinin in what the limudim of the mitzvah is, that it should make an implant on you, an imprint on you, that you should change. That's the yisoid of the Mi'iri. So Shaila is, what's the Nakuda? What's the Toichen HaPnimi? What are we supposed to take out of it? As Mashigilu Rabbi Seinu, the Bali Musa, this is more in their realm, that there are three Ikka Nakudas to take out. One of them is the Indian of feeling Avas Hashem. That when by Yitzias Mitzrayim you have something you don't have by other mitzvahs. Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmai Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. It's not just to say over the story, but it's to relive the story. And sometimes you have it, sometimes when you speak to an older person, as they start telling you about what they did, and if it's your grandfather, it could be you heard the story like 5 to 10 times. And sometimes you want to stop the person. But really, when he's telling over this story, he's not just telling over a story. For him, he's reliving life. He's back in that moment, and it's a gewaltig chesed. You should leave him do it, because he's reliving the story. He's alive again. He feels chias again when he says it over. As that's the avoid of Leila Seder. to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim and to live it. How do we do that? As the Pashat HaMahalach is to think, if you would be in a situation, the different saras that you had in life, and you went out of it, how you would feel. If you would be an Eved, if you would be in a situation, and Hashem took you out of it, as what would you feel in such a situation? As imagine, Ki'ilu, you were in Mitzrayim, and you went out. As it's an interesting thing, in nowadays society, the Koyach HaDimyon is very mefutach, it's very wide open. You have movies and you have all the different things that the Goyim use. People pay thousands of dollars a year for the Koyach HaDimyon. But we as Yidden, the Koyach HaDimyon is a gewaldige Koyach too. We don't use it as much, but we should. To try to picture yourself, Kilu, all the tzaris and all the agvas nefesh that we have, and that Hashem would save us, that helps us to feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the avoid of Leila Seder is not just to say it over, but to live it. And what is the tachlis of doing it is to feel, number one, Avas Hashem. It's so important. We live in a dar where there's so much chizukim and so much Torah and so much mitzvahs. But it's important always to connect it, that it's coming, the Avas Hashem that Hashem has for all of us, to feel the love that Hashem has, that He is there for us. Hashem helps us. Hashem takes care of us. That He's always there for us. The Frat Bet Kufas Elo, when we see such Nisim Gluyim and the protection that Hashem is doing for Klal Yisrael, that you see the Nifla Degasiyata Deshmaya that we're having. One of the person who works in the army said that they sent the Iron Dome, a country ordered the Iron Dome, and one of the countries that need it, that missiles are being shot, and it worked 50%. As they thought, obviously the people who are running it don't know how to run it right. As they said, we want the Israelis who run it in Israel, will pay you extra money, they should come down to our country and they should do it, and it still was 50%. And they said, when you sold it to us, you told us it's 95%. That's what it is in Israel, that it knocks down the missiles. As why by us does it only work 50%? And this person who was a chiloni in the army that says, you mamish si yad Hashem. There's no other answer. Yeah. But you see this yata deshmaya nifla that's going on, even with all technology, but to be miyachisit, as that builds us bitachon. And it's not only in the world and in Eretz Yisrael, in life, the life we have. To see the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a one-time story that happened many years ago, but try to see in our life the different angles that Hashem's there for us, different matzavim, whether it was getting married, children, helping us in parnasa, in different stages of life, and continuing. The more we connect to it and personalize it, the more we relive it, as that helps us to have the feeling, as the feeling of Aves Hashem, Bitochen and Emun and Hashem, those feelings are the key nekudas that we're trying to build when we're saying it over. And the way we fear Reis, which we only do on the La Seder. Lefikach anachnu chayovim lohoidois ulahalo. To feel the lohoidois ulahalo. To feel that karas atayim. But there are a lot of people that ask, and it's a very good question. I've done the Leila Seder for many years. My beard's going white. It's not simple. Even if you're younger, I've done it for many years. And like the whole year round, I'm supposed to have bitachon and emuna and avas Hashem. As why in Leila Seder, why should I feel it more? What, like all of a sudden we're focusing in on it. As the Tziv writes in one place, a big yisoid, a beautiful point. He says that if you would plant a seed in the middle of the summer, when it doesn't rain, because you would have to work for a long time, you'd have to bring water in it, you'd water it, you have to work on it extra, and then maybe it'll grow half the size, the fruit will be half as good. He says you plant it in the winter, in the rainy season, as then all of a sudden it grows on its own, it rains and it grows big and it grows delicious, the fruit. He says there's certain times where it's an ace rutzin for planting. And when you plant the seeds, it goes tremendously on its own. And there's certain times when it just doesn't. He says, that's the skula of Leil HaSeder. Things, yesoides, that normally the whole year round, it takes a lot of work to be kind of them. But on the Leil HaSeder, a person could be kind of, yesh koinoi lomoi b'shoachas, the skulas alayla. If you say the words and think about it, as it really makes an impact. That's the nekuda. It's really a little bit of thought, a little bit of hispoininus, but with a little bit of a thought and a little bit of hispoininus, it can make a big difference in what the Leil HaSeder accomplishes. As that's the difference in the Maisa Mitzvah, you know, the difference of Mavril Saper, the difference of Maschel Lishol and Maschel Bignus, Misayim Bishvach, and then the difference in the feelings behind the Mitzvah. The third angle that we want to see is the angle of, we'll call it the Svarim HaKdoshim, Chidah is Marich in it, the Svas Emes is Marich in it, and other Svarim HaKdoshim are Marich, and the Yoni Asoid of the Laila. As there's a Maimer HaChokhmah from the Ramchal that he wrote on the Leil HaSeder. If you get hold of it, it's very Yisoidistic, very powerful. And he writes something very interesting of Pisoid, but Soid Derech the Ramchal, rather, let's say the whole Mesiyos Yesharim is Gibbait on Zoyer and Arizal, but you would never know. He did the Ramchal with someone who knew how to bring the Soid and bring it down into Mamish, the simplest form that everyone could connect to it. As the Ramchal, in the same way, the Maimah Chokhma, he brings it sounds like it's Mamish Pshat. But he's saying over big Yisoides, he says, the Iker Skules HaLaila is just like in Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ra was Shoilet on Klal Yisrael. The Mitzrayim was Shoilet on Klal Yisrael. They had them working a whole day long to build for Paroi. They weren't Isaac and Avodas Hashem. They didn't have a life. They tortured them. The Ra was Shoilet on the Toiv. The Simcha of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Yeshua of the Toiv going out from the Ra, and the Toiv being Mis'ale and Mis'roimim, and reaching its potential of Toiv and the good that it could. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim means. In the Lashon of the Navi, it's the Zman Leidus Klal Yisrael, the Musig of a Uma, a special Uma that's Kodesh, that's Meroimim. As the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yitzias HaToiv Mitoich HaRa. The Simcha of the Makis is every Makah destroyed the Koiches HaRa and enabled the Toiv to be Yotze from the Ra. As he says, the Skula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's called Zman Cheiroseinu, because every year we have the Koyach to destroy the Ra Shebeteichenu and in the world, and to build the Koiches HaToiv Shebeteichenu. Ad Kan is Lashon. How do you do this? Zog the Ramchal, very powerful words. By saying the words of the Haggadah. Every time you say a word of the Haggadah, you think about the words of the Haggadah. You're misbinding in the Haggadah. You're being megabel the Koiches HaToiv Shebeteich HaAdam. And you're destroying all the misyonis and the things that pull you away from Hashem. But you have to be open-minded and want to do it. Just like when they went out of Mitzrayim, only the people that wanted to go out of Mitzrayim made it out. As who adin b'leil ha-seder. As if you go in with an open mind, you want to grow. As the words of the seder are very powerful. They penetrate very deep. As the first level we spoke about is how they could penetrate into the regoshim to build the lave. And now, bo'ifin skuli, it goes into the deepest crevices of the Yetzirah of a person, and it destroys it and knocks it, and it goes into the deepest crevices of the neshama and the Yetzirah of the person, and it builds it. That's what the words of the Haggadah and the Avodah, the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, the Dalit Koisis, is going step by step, building more and more, the mitzvahs matzah. That's the Avodah of the Laila. The simcha that we have, that the toiv was yotza mitoich hara, that simcha is miskaber the koiches hatoiv. Ad kan, the lashon of the Ramchal. And it's a different kind of a look at the laila. We're not celebrating something that happened in the past many years ago. We are making the future and the present for us right now. We're building ourselves as people in a level which the Zman is Mesugal to do something which the whole year round we couldn't do. And that's the Chshivas HaLayla, the Koyach of the Layla. The more words we say, the more we're destroying Koyach HaSara. If a person would think that the words of the Haggadah that he read on the Leil HaSeder are ki'ilu, the missiles that are destroying Iran, like thousands of them, however much they say they shot. But there's the shayrish of the koiches that went in to destroy the Ra. V'oid adds the Ramchal another knech. You know, sometimes you have that feeling, I've done it already. I've said it already. What could I add? Zog the Ramchal, every word you add destroys more and more and more. As in, and you see the skulas azman, the nisim, you see the nisim in the flois, there's nisim asidin liyigoyel. As we see the koiches atoiv being miskabel, the koiches ara going down, the people who are soide yehudim to be destroyed in such a oifen, we see the siyata deshmaya of the koiches ara going down one after the other, after the other. We see it's a zman hamisugal for what? La toiv lis alef. Because when the ra goes down, the toiv is misale. But, very important, in order for it to happen, we have to make it. We have to make the effort and try and put an extra effort that the koiches atayv shebeteichenu should be misale. Yumara says, brings down in Sanhedrin, that they asked Mashiach, when are you coming? And Mashiach said, when you do tshuva. That answers the question. There's so many times that I'm misugal to do tshuva. So when is he finally coming? It's up to us. It's biyadenu. He needs us. He needs our participation. He needs us to make the effort. Some people say, well, if he needs us to make the effort, that's pretty sad. We've been trying for many years. It hasn't worked. But the MS is, we've been trying for many years. We've been planting for many years. And one never knows where, which word, which yesh koino ilama v'sho'achas, which avoida, which little bit that a person, an effort a person does and puts in to do something right, is going to make it finally happen. And happen means b'mechsa, three quarters, and halavai, halavai, v'kariv, totally. As that's the avoida of the Leil HaSeder. It's a man chereseinu. It's a time on a personal level to be mis'ale. Everyone has their nisyonos. Everyone has their matzovim. Now is the zman ha-mesugel lekach that we could be mis'ale and misroimim. So that's bo'efen klali. I want to speak about one specific thing that I think is a huge nisayon that there is in the dar. And to come from the Leil HaSeder to lai make a tikkun gadol, because if we make a tikkun here, we're making a tikkun in something which is very yisoidistic. Oh. In the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. How does that relate to us, Bizman HaZeh? We're not being makir of a Korban Pesach. Oh. As in the Svarim, the Shlah, they say a very powerful nekuda. They say the inyan of Korban Pesach was the mitzvim at the time were oived the tleh. That was the most chashuva thing. The most chashuva superpower in the world was the tleh. Because the mitzvim were the most powerful nation. And that was ki'ilu, the semel of the superpower in the world. Hashem told them, you should take the tleh and shecht it. What Hashem was taking was everything that was chashuv to you until now. This is what's chashuv in the world. This is the power in the world. Destroy it. What now is avodas Hashem, yoshaiches Hashem. That's what's chashuv. That's the toichen apnimi of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. As to apply it to nowadays, we'd have to think what is the most chashuv thing that we could ki'ilu. We have a school on Leil HaSeder that we can make a change in our hashgafa. As you know, every person is individual. And every person could look on his own, like with everything, and think what I could be machazik in. I have one suggestion, which I see is a big nisayan. A lot of these social pressures, the way people look at us, the way we present ourselves to people, is taken over in such a strong form, and it's made a tremendous impact in the way people think and what their shifas in life is. And many times it's to be successful in different ways, to show off in different ways. I want people to think I'm a mutzlach. What does it mean? I earn a lot of money, the clothing that I wear, the house, or every person in a different way, but I'm trying to show off to everyone how special I am. And it comes because we don't feel special unless everyone around us feels we're special. And this one zaman where we could make a change, and that has something very deep. And that is, what's really special about you is much, much more than the outside and what people perceive. What's really special about you is the beautiful inside of everyone. When you have a nisayan, and you're oimid in your nisayan, and you learn, you daven, you have tikkun amidas, that is the most beautiful angle of you, that's the most precious angle of you, and that's really what makes you choshev. Your avodas Hashem, your chesed, your limud, and every person on their level, but you're working hard, you're trying to do the right thing, that's really what's choshev about you. The even a bigger chiddush is that we work so hard that everyone should like us. Zot the chayves alvavis. The emes is chayin be'eni bnei adam is a matana from Hashem. When someone works and tries in his avodas Hashem, he zoicha to a tremendous chayin be'eni bnei adam. When we learned in the mirror, we saw Rav Asher when he walks in, like everyone looks. Everyone, it's not because of his car. It's not because of his clothing. It's not because, and you know something, it's very strange. By many people, they didn't even speak to him. But there's a certain chen, a matana from Hashem, that certain people, oivdei Hashem and tzaddikim have. You don't know why, but just you look, and it has a chen. But it's not only for the big tzaddikim. Every person in their life, with the people around them, b'tzois Hashem darcheish, gam oivav yash levimoi. One shot it's going on the wife, one shot it's going on the flies. Not that you should compare wives and flies. It means from the wives until the flies. That's the real shot. Oh, meaning from the ones who are closest to you that you really need to make an impression. Ad. B'tzois Hashem d'archeyesh, yizoychu to miyuchadika chen. Because the real chen we need is chen b'eini Hashem. That's really what's going to be koveya, our future. And that's what Korban Pesach was about. The Yid made a decision. The Mitzrayim are going to get upset at them. They're going to torture them. And they went up and they said, we are shechting Korban Pesach. We don't care about the Mitzrayim anymore. We have Hashem. We have the Dama on the Mashkif, which is the simin for the mezuzah. We have Hashem protecting us. That's what's choshev to us. As if we could be mischazik together in this nekuda, in our lives, to really focus in on what really makes us special, who I really am, to build ourselves on the inside, that is really Hashem, our avoid is Hashem. And some guys, one person asked me, but we all learn Torah, and we all do mitzvahs. So if you're going to tell me that's what's special about me, there's 100. You just go in the base medrash of the mirror, and between me and you, you go in Lakewood. It's a little bit bigger. There's hundreds. There's thousands. What does that make me special? What? Because I'm oimid in my nisayan? There's so many people that are oimid in their nisayan. But the emes is, every person, when he's oimid in his nisayan, zot desvas emes, im ein anili mili. No one in the world has your nisayan. No one in the world has your specifics, your makeup. Every person, when he does it, is chaviv v'yokel Lashem, and he's an individual, and no one could do your job. And therefore, every one of us is chaviv v'choshiv t'Hashem when he's doing his job. As it may be be'enei ha'olam, we don't see it, but be'enei Hashem, it's klar. And that's the real shivus of a person. because it's one dugma, a marshal of the Korban Pesach that maybe we could relate to. But the Ikar is, in general, Pesach time is the Zman of latest Klal Yisrael, Briyas HaOlam. It's a Zman to be Mischadish. The key to be Mischadish is his Boininess, to think what I want to improve, how I want to improve, which Koiches do I want to be Mischaber in me. And there's a tremendous Siyata Dishmaya. Boi b'mida, we work and we try, we accomplish. We destroy the Koiches Ara around us. And Be'ez Hashem, we do the tikkun that Ba'oid Bekarev should be the tikkun HaGodol. Should be a tikkun for every person that he should go free in his life. The tikkun HaGodol, the Kol HaOlam, for all of us together. As Pesach is a Zman HaMesugul HaKach. The mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just the mitzvah of talking about what happened in the past. It's creating and building your future. That's the theme of the Laila, of being miskaber, the koiches atoiv, to go free from what's holding you down. Shem Yaza, we should all be misalem, misraimim together in this chodesh. We should be zeicha to gulois, v'yeshuas, nisim, v'hisalos, l'kol echad, v'echad, l'kol klal Yisrael. Amen. Okay.
Why do we say a shalom? It doesn't seem to fit. The point is, in your introduction, you're saying that the glory of the night leads to
shalom. Very nice. Let's go. I'm still doing the rabbi's promise all these years later, still reaping all the benefits.
Really?
Still touching.